This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
What if I told you that earning $100,000 a year from real estate is possible with just 1 hour of work a day? By the end of this, you will have a three-step blueprint to achieve this. It's how I do it while managing a full-time consulting business. And it's the same blueprint that I give to my busy professional clients who eventually walk away from their day jobs, like Enrique, Tony, Ryan, Kenzie, Jen, Parker, Cynthia, and Corey. And you can get the same results so long as you don't deviate from this three-step plan. First and foremost, you need to make sure that you're not wasting time on strategies and techniques that don't work in a market like the one we're in. Listen, if you want to get more out of your real estate efforts, it's easier right now than ever because massive amounts of people are leaving the market because they've never seen a market like this and they don't know what to do. I got started in a market just like this one and I've got the playbook for it. So if you're stuck in the 9-to-5 grind but dream of building wealth and retiring early, today is just for you. I'm going to share the exact tools and resources that I use. So grab a pen and paper because you're going to want to write all of these down. You see, there's a hidden blueprint to real estate success that top investors swear by. The three critical steps are attract, convert, and exit. And they can transform your part-time efforts into full-time results. Let's start with attract because I know you don't have all day to chase sellers around. Neither do I. So let's make every second count by getting the motivated ones to chase you. If you do this right, you can stop paying full retail for real estate and get access to off-market wholesale deals by marketing. First thing you've got to do is identify your target. And that consists of the area, property type, and most importantly, the seller profile. Because there are plenty of sellers out there that want to sell, but you're looking for the ones that need to sell. And what causes their need is either financial distress, personal distress, or the property they own is distressed. If you focus on exchanging equity to relieve their stress, this is really simple because the foundation of every deal lies within the seller's motivation to sell. If there's no motivation, there's no deal. Second, you've got to create curiosity to get a distressed seller's attention. And that's by tuning in to their favorite radio frequency, WIIFM, What's in it for me? Because distressed sellers, they want very specific things, like to sell fast. They want cash. They want to sell their house without doing repairs, without paying commissions. And, you know, just overall, they want everything that makes selling their house quick and easy. So that's the type of stuff you must put into your marketing to make them curious about you because it's their curiosity that will have them chase you. Third, you've got to trigger action. If you don't tell sellers what to do, they won't do it. So all of your marketing must include a singular focused call to action. Tell them directly to contact you to get those things that they want. Every seller has a preference for communicating as well. I mean, some like the phone, some like to text, some like to visit a website, some like to DM, and some like to even scan a QR code. So I mix all of those up in my calls to action to make it easy for every seller to reach me. But I never put more than one on any marketing piece. You got to keep them focused. And I use epicblackbook.com to manage my sellers and marketing because I can use all of these communication styles without ever leaving the platform. Now, I rotate 10 different marketing methods and I've created standard operating procedures, SOPs, for all of them so I can easily delegate them to a virtual assistant. It's one of my biggest secrets to working an hour a day. And I'm going to give you all of my marketing SOPs so you don't have to waste any time doing that either. But let me walk you through the unique way that I do my direct mail and how I make big money from small mailings. I save a ton of money with this approach. But for this to make sense, you've got to understand how real estate direct mail works and then put yourself in the seller's shoes. Here you see an aerial view of a neighborhood. Now the local real estate agents and big real estate investors, they're sending direct mail via the shotgun approach. They're hitting every house every month. And if you have the budget, this is the best way to do direct mail. But the average Joe real estate investor doesn't have that size of a budget for that shotgun approach to compete month in and month out. So they opt to send their direct mail to only those houses in the neighborhood showing signs of distress, such as pre-foreclosures, code violations, evictions. And then the smaller investor with a tight budget sends only to the houses that show multiple signs of distress. For example, vacant houses with a tax lien owned by an out-of-state landlord. There's sound logic behind this sniper type approach to focus solely on the sellers that are most likely to sell due to their multiple underlying issues. But still, this strategy is flawed if you send send the same mailing pieces as all the other investors and agents in your market. I mean, how will the seller notice your stuff amongst all the other junk that they receive? They won't. So don't send junk. If you want sellers to call you first, you must follow the five commandments of direct mail. Number one, get delivered to the right person. I use DealEngineer.com's AI feature to identify the sellers who will most likely need to sell their home in the next 90 days. Once I pull that list, I then run it through a filter that eliminates sellers above a certain credit score so I don't waste money on people who aren't distressed, despite how the tax lien on their condemned property may look. This little extra step makes for fairly small lists and a small marketing budget. Number two, get noticed. If you're sending postcards, you know, like this or like this or like this, you might as well just not even send them at all. They look like promotional trash, and that's where they end up, in the trash. Your mail must stand out in a way that it doesn't get thrown away. But this can be a bit of a moving target and a game of constant innovation. For example, this card right here, this card used to crush because it looks so different. And then this one with a pic of the seller's home on it, this went bananas when we first started using it. And then these checks here, checks like this, you've seen these before. Although they still do work pretty well, they don't work anything like they used to. And what always works though is the birthday card with a handwritten address. But someday it too will probably stop working and I'll have to find something else to get noticed. Yes, this way costs a little bit more, but my list, they're so small, I actually save a ton of money doing it this way. Not to mention the response rate is like 10x. But don't go to all this work sending something that you want to look like a birthday card and then mess it up by putting your company logo on the outside. If you do, into the trash it goes. Number three, get opened. The seller can't read it unless they open it. And if you get noticed, there's a great chance it does get opened. But using other tricks like lumpy mail or taking an envelope and just kind of tucking in the envelope flap instead of, you know, sealing it, that helps your open rates too. Get read. If you get opened, you will almost certainly get read to a point. As soon as it's clear that your mailing piece is some sort of solicitation, your seller retention, it starts to drop pretty quickly. So don't sound or look like a solicitation. Rather, try something like being a concerned resident of the area looking to lend a helping hand to a neighbor in distress. Works way better. I put together a pretty killer AI prompt that writes these letters for me. It's in the marketing SOPs that I'll give you in just a second, but all I got to do is fill in the blanks with the seller's distress signals that I got from Deal Engineer. Like a tired landlord who is behind on the mortgage of their vacant income property, ChatGPT spits out absolute poetry that tugs at the heartstrings of the seller, creates rapport, trust, and it gets action. The seller picks up the phone and calls me. Now, I know up to this point, this all sounds like a lot to do. And truthfully, it is, if you do it all yourself. But because I already did it, all you'd have to do is what I do. Sit down once a quarter, pull new lists, and then push a few buttons. And you're good for the next 90 days. I store all of my direct mail campaigns for my clients at mailmix.io so they don't have to start from scratch like I did. They can find a custom campaign with one-of-a-kind designs and messages for almost every type of distressed seller you can think of. And what's great about MailMix is that there are no minimums. You can send out one piece at a time if you want. And this fits perfectly for the type of big money from small list marketing that we do. Create a free account at mailmix.io to access all my exclusive campaigns and start seeing results immediately. This is a game changer for all that use it. Now, in addition to direct mail, I also run Facebook ads, YouTube ads, Google pay-per-click ads, classified ads, both online and off, driving for dollars, online marketplaces, and a few others. And if you're like, Matt, hey, what about the hour a day thing you mentioned? Hey, I got you. You don't have to do any of this. Because I don't. Someone does it for me. I created SOPs for each one of these marketing methods so that a virtual assistant from anywhere in the world can do it for me. If you'd like a copy of all these SOPs, I made it easy and I uploaded them for you at epicsops.com. Now, generating leads, that's great. But the real money is made in step two of this blueprint, convert. I mean, did you know that this is where most investors blow it and lose out on their deals? So I'm going to show you the secrets to turning leads into contracts that others wish that they knew and how I protect my time by making sure that I'm talking to only the right sellers. So the first thing is you've got to answer the phone when it rings. And I know that sounds obvious, but 44% of real estate investors don't. What's more important though is by answering the phone when it rings, I'm one, talking to the seller when they're wanting to talk to me. And two, I save a ton of time by not having to return phone calls and chase sellers. If you have a day job or other responsibilities where answering the phone like this is going to be a huge inconvenience, if not impossible, you need to get someone to answer the phone for you. If you want to earn a full-time salary investing in real estate part-time, this is non-negotiable. Sorting through leads is what steals most of your time, if you let it. So if you have the means, hiring your own VA for this would be ideal. It'd run you about $1,200 a month. But if you're on a budget, I recommend hiring Call Porter. They're the only US-based live answering service and lead management system built exclusively for real estate investors. I started letting them handle all of my inbound calls so I could focus on the highest and best use of my time, closing the deals that are ready to be closed. It is the best $300 a month that I spend. So if that sounds like a better fit for you than hiring your own VA, go to hiremycallporter.com and let them know I sent you. I think if I refer two more people, I get a free toaster or something. Hire My Call Porter, they're going to take your incoming calls and manage your leads. But I have them just screening the initial incoming calls for me. And those that pass our motivated seller test, they get forwarded to my wife, Mercedes, to manage. She then further vets them, builds rapport and trust using our 9-point seller interview. And Mercedes has one of two missions: either set me up for an appointment to see the seller's property or place the lead in our follow-up system. If you want to make a lot of money in real estate, you must have a stellar follow-up system, because most of your deals, they won't happen until after your fifth touch. And you don't want to make all those touches. You want a system that does it for you. And this is how our follow-up system works. We divide our people into four different categories: red apples, green apples, brown apples, and rotten apples. The red apples, they need to sell. And that's about 3% of the people that we talk to. The green apples want to sell. And that's about 12% of the people that we talk to. Now, the brown apples, those are the curious people. About 70% of the people that call us fit into that category. These are the crazy people, the angry, belligerent, and rude people. And that's really only about 15% of the people. It's not that many. Now, here's how I allocate my time to these apples so that I don't work a minute longer than I have to. I spend 90% of my time with the red apples. And that begins with the appointment that Mercedes sets for me and doesn't end until I have a signed contract or they tell me to get lost. I spend about 10% of my time with the green apples. They'll get a follow-up call from me. And if they're indeed green, I drop them into my green apple follow-up sequence at MailMix. And the first thing that they receive from me is my boomerang letter. I call it that because I send it to everyone who says no to my initial offer, and 5% of these come back as yeses, as signed deals. Mercedes drops the brown apples into our brown apple follow-up sequence, which also begins with a boomerang letter. And the rotten apples, we ignore those and just push delete. And this entire process is organized and tracked in Epic Black Book. And if you want to set up your real estate business like this, you'll need to invest in yourself, some time and some money. And it might even make sense for you to get to my office, where I'll give you access to everything you need, along with 0% interest funding for your business and real estate. And I'll even buy your plane ticket and put you up for a couple nights if you're serious about it. For more details, start by applying for your 0% interest capital at nocostcapital.com, and then I'll take it from there. Now, the third step, exit. This is where you get paid. Your goal is to maximize profit while minimizing time and effort. And this is how I decide what I'm going to do with every deal. If a deal doesn't cash flow, I flip it. I get in, I get out, and I move on to the next deal as fast as I can, averaging $10,000 to $20,000 per flip. Once or twice a year, I'll hit a home run with a $50,000 wholesale deal. But the point is, this keeps my schedule open and my bank account full. Over the years, I've built a buyer's list by marketing my deals online in social media groups like on Facebook and LinkedIn and Craigslist, and then offline via RIA groups and through realtor networks. But more and more, I'm flipping my deals with one of these two resources. The first one is gooffmarket.com. It's a giant global community of buyers and sellers of off-market deals where all I have to do is just post my deal. The platform notifies every buyer that my deal matches their buyer's box. And then I just start getting inquiries almost immediately. And then the buyers, they can place their offers right on the platform. And if you accept, the transaction even happens right on the platform, where all documents are automatically moved to the title company, completely simplifying the process. Go Off Market, it's a young company that's already gotten great traction and they've built a huge community. You should go check that out right away to create a free profile while it is still free, and you'll be grandfathered in. Do that at gooffmarket.com. And now, once that my deal is posted there, I then get proactive by going to number two, myinvestorbase.com. And what I do here is I type in the address of my deal, and then it shows me all of the landlords and flippers in the area who are actively buying properties like the one that I'm selling. It even gives me the phone numbers and email addresses of these investors. So I simply just send emails and text messages now to flip my deals. This platform is not free, however, but the investment, it's nominal. Like one deal will pay for it for a decade. So go to myinvestorbase.com to get the details there. These two platforms have made my life pretty easy, making this working 1 hour a day really possible. I mean, I used to have to use like 9 different websites to pull all of this stuff off that I can now do in just these two places. So if a deal does cash flow now, I fix it up and I hold it as a rental. This builds my passive income, it builds my long-term wealth, and I take all of these deals down through either seller financing, subject to, private money, or a combination of those. I only have one property in my portfolio with a traditional bank loan on it, so I don't have to deal with a bunch of underwriting or credit checks. And when it comes up, I either use the credit lines that I got at nocostcapital.com until I'm able to replace it with private money or pay it off with my flips, the profit from my flips, or I structure the down payments in a senior position so that it's a no-brainer for any private or hard money lender in our Epic network to fund. I mean, there's an endless amount of money available when you do it this way. And most of the time, I'm able to borrow more money than I need per property, which also keeps the bank account healthy. And that money is tax-free too. Now, holding properties, it's not the most exciting way to financial freedom, but it is the fastest. By implementing this simple system of attract, convert, exit, and leveraging today's technology and conveniences and resources, $100,000 a year working an hour a day doesn't take any extraordinary effort or skill, mostly just consistency, persistence, and a little bit of patience in the beginning. And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.